Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from May the 15th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at Friday's performance, mostly negative for the indices we follow on the video. Leading the way to the downside was EEM emerging markets, down over 1%. Crude oil right there with it, down over 1% as well. Saw AGG down 56 basis points in the Nasdaq composite, lead U.S. equities to the downside, down just 35 basis points, though. So really saw many equity indexes, with the exception of EEM, right around flat with Friday's action. They finished up in that direction. Looking at the chart of EEM, still not much change, even with that pretty down 1% day. It just still sits right around the middle of the trading band here, still technically on a sell signal after it broke this double bottom here at 37.50. Really keeping an eye on that support line there at 37, as well as that prior low that we saw back in March. So not really too much change from a technical perspective for EEM at the moment, but we'll continue to monitor that one. For U.S. equity indexes, S&P 500 still sits in a column of X's after reversing up last week, sits at 4140 right now. A reversal down would come with a move below 4080, and we obviously are keeping an eye on support there right at the middle of the trading band at 4060. A move above 4200 would be notable and bring us to the highest level we've seen since last summer, really last August of 2022. So it's going to be a big earnings week for the retail space, and also we're seeing some retail numbers from on the economic side come out this week, so that will be under a microscope, as with a lot of economic data is in 2023. But if we're looking at a lot of the notable names within the retailing space, we obviously see Walmart's reporting this week, a couple others, Target and TJX reporting on Wednesday, but even next week that rolls on over and we see some notable other earnings. We have Abercrombie and Fitch coming up. We have Dick's as well, along with Costco, a couple others that'll really kind of give a gauge of the consumer, as many out there are calling it. Whether we continue to see growth out of these companies is a question. But obviously, from a technical perspective, that's what we tend to talk about. We'll leave the fundamental piece to the other analysts. But right now, we'll take a look at some of the technical pictures of those major names we noted that are reporting earnings this week. Maybe keep an eye on some potential levels. The first one would be Home Depot HD. It's a 2-for-5er, moved to that 2-for-5er after moving into negative trend in February, also reversing down on its market and PRRS chart that came with that breakdown here at below 304. Have really seen it pretty much consolidate and trade in a range between 300 and 280 since that time. So really, we keep an eye out for a move above 304. That would be highest level since that mid-February breakdown there. And as well, a possible move above 320 would move it back into a positive trend. On the downside, notable support here at 280. So a move below 276 would violate that. So really, the two levels we'd keep an eye on for Home Depot are 304 for a breakout, possibly completing a quadruple top there. And then on the downside, keeping an eye on 280 as that support dates back to November of 2020. And a move to 276 will be the lowest since October of 2020. Target reporting on Wednesday, TGT. It's a 1-for-5er right now. It's really been a low attribute name since last summer. It's when you can see a lot of this relative picture breaking down. And from there, haven't seen a whole lot of upside action out of it. Continues to be much like mini charts, range bound. And at the moment, obviously pretty significant support dating back to last summer in that 180 level. Have actually seen it break a double bottom here, moving to the lowest level since we've seen since the beginning of January. And now has reversed back up. Open. Obviously keep an eye on support here at 150 as well, possibly longer term in the 140, 138 level. That's obviously going to be pretty oversold. So may not look to hold till there, but that is the notable support long term, as if you see that violated, you're now trading at levels we haven't seen since that summer of 2024 target. So we're keeping an eye out there. From here, move of a sudden move, we would need to see a move above 172 would not only move it back into a positive trend, but would return it to a buy signal as well. So keep an eye out on target. TJEX, a little bit more positive technical picture. It's a four for fiver, returned to a buy signal back in March, has continued to maintain this column of X's here at 79 in its current position. Still see some overhead resistance there at 83, but overall, very positive technical picture for a retail name. Sits in that upper quartile of the retailing space in that sector matrix. Has a little bit of a yield too as well, just at 1.7%. But obviously, no, but a little support here at 74 and 73, along with at 70 for TJX. So really a much more positive technical picture there. Another positive technical picture is going to be Walmart reporting on Thursday. WMT, it's now a five for fiver after giving a PRS buy signal earlier this month. And we now see it trading at 154 on its chart, matching that prior rally high from November of 2022. Obviously, still a little bit of ways from support here on the default chart here at 138, which is that bullish support line, as well as the March low. So might keep an eye, pretty close eye on Walmart here, but not obviously the biggest mover in terms of price movement either. It's been pretty range bound within about $10 for the past roughly 6 months, much like the market has. So would keep an eye out here, move above 156, will clear that prior resistance, bringing it to a new 52 week high for Walmart, and obviously keeping an eye on support here in the 130s for WMT, but it's coming up on Thursday. Again, those are just a few of the retail names that we see reporting this week. There's quite a few more upcoming next week, and we also see retail numbers from an economic side come out this week as well. So that will be in the really purview of a lot of folks in terms of wondering how the consumer is still faring within the economy. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.